The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 13. The feeling that I'd like to either help you to remember or wish for you is the feeling you get when you stand beneath the canopy of really old trees. There's a National Trust property that some friends took me to ages ago. Can I remember what that place was called? No, I can't. Anyway, in the middle of the grounds, there was this huge, huge, huge tree. I have no idea what species it was, but it was so magnificently large that standing next to the trunk and looking up at the canopy was like being in a cathedral. And being in forests or being in a really mature avenue of trees, that sensation of standing next to things which are so old, a really good oak. There's nothing like standing next to a really good oak that's been there literally hundreds of years. I love that sensation. And I hope that you have felt that and that you have the opportunity to feel that again, because it's just the most gorgeous feeling. The Star Trek Next Gen episode that I want to talk about today is actually quite a serious one. It's called Half a Life, and it's episode 22 from season 4. And it's a really good Lwaxana Troi episode. And she's a character that can be really quite divisive. Though, you know, as I've got older, I've liked her more. When I was a teenager, she was just really annoying, but I like her more now. That says something about me, I think. Anyway, this episode, we follow her as she falls in love with this scientist who is running an experiment in the hope that it will enable him to rejuvenate the dying star for his homeworld. The sun in their solar system is dying. And the Enterprise is taking him to a star far away where they can run the experiment. And it's really hard to find a star where you can run an experiment of this scale, because when it goes wrong, a star can go nova. So you have to find a star where there is absolutely zero chance of killing somebody if this goes wrong. It fails and he's absolutely devastated. And you think it's because he's not going to be able to save his planet. You know, they don't have a huge amount of time left. But then you discover it's because it was his last shot. Because when he goes back home to his home planet, he's going to be 60 years old. And at the age of 60, people are euthanized. And is that the right word? They're killed. They're killed as part of their society. And the contract that he has with society as a citizen of that place is that he accepts this with grace, because it means that elderly people are not a burden on society. And the episode explores just how awful and flawed that is. It does it, I think, actually really well, really sensitively. And it tells it through that lens of him discovering new love and having a reason to fight, even though he's not the kind of person that would want to lead a rebellion against this societal structure. And he goes back home, he seeks asylum on the Enterprise, which he's granted. But then his daughter comes on board and is devastated that he's doing something so shameful. And you see it from the other side, the way that it is so ingrained in their society that there is so much social pressure to go through with it. It's really, really well done. And Lwaxana Troi, who is usually just there as a comic foil, as an irritant for Counselor Troi and for something that embarrasses Captain Picard, she is there in that episode in her own right, it feels like, for the first time. And we see different sides of her. And I love how she tries to engender the spirit of rebellion in this man she's fallen in love with and is trying to fight, and like is fighting Picard about it and is so enraged by the injustice of what's happening, but then is forced to accept it. I think that's actually a really brave storyline, that they don't win. she decides to go down and be present for that last party, that last ceremony that is part of this arrangement, and that she will be there for him, which I think is an incredible act of love. And yeah, it's heartbreaking. It is so heartbreaking as an episode, but it's really well done. And the guy who plays Timerson, who's Loxana's love interest, the actor is amazing. It's such a nuanced performance. You see so much that isn't spoken. It's beautiful. It's beautiful acting. And I think Majel Barrett is really great in this episode as well as Loxana. I love it. And I also love seeing a whirlwind, passionate romance between two older people in a TV show from the 90s. I really like that. So yes, even though it is quite a heavy episode, I do really love that episode. I think it's done really, really well. That's it for today. I will speak to you again tomorrow.